So what if I told you that the secret to a business making over $3 million in a single month was a website that loads terribly slowly?
I mean, I would probably say you're looking at the wrong analytics dashboard.
Right. And what if I added that they intentionally display their one-star reviews, like right at the very top of the page?
Yeah, that sounds completely backwards. You'd expect a massive tech stack, right?
Exactly.
Like armies of developers making sure every single pixel is optimized for, millisecond performance, and a meticulously curated brand image that just hides any possible flaw.
But then you look at what's actually happening right now in e-commerce, and suddenly those heavy engineering blueprints are completely unnecessary.
Yeah, they really are.
We're looking at a landscape where the real architecture is entirely invisible. Like, it's not happening in the code at all. It's happening inside the buyer's head.
It is a complete shift from software engineering to cognitive psychology,
Right.
which is exactly what makes today's topic so compelling for anyone trying to build a business online today.
Absolutely. So, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are unpacking the psychology and really the hard science of e-commerce conversion rate optimization, or CRO.
Yes, CRO, the magic acronym.
Magic acronym, exactly. We've got our hands on a fascinating teardown article by Linda Henderson from popularatools.ai.
It's a great piece.
It really is. It's titled Shopify Product Page Optimization. And our mission for you today is very practical, very actionable.
We are going to reverse engineer a Shopify store called Mellow Sleep.
Yes, Mellow Sleep. And why them? Because they generated a jaw-dropping $3.1 million in a single month.
Which is just, it's insane. And that wasn't a fluke, by the way.
Yeah.
They did 8.16 million in their first 6 months.
It's wild. So we're going to extract the completely free psychological tactics they use so that you can apply them to your own business.
Or honestly, just so you can finally understand the invisible forces making you click add to cart at 2 in the morning.
Right, because we've all been there.
Oh, absolutely.
And the scale of these numbers is just wild to me. I mean, $1.6 million from a single product.
The cloud-aligned pillow.
Yeah, the cloud-aligned pillow. In 1 month, they were hitting $100,000 a day during their peak Q4 season.
Which naturally leads to the assumption that they must be using some kind of, enterprise-level setup.
Right, like an incredibly expensive backend to handle that kind of volume and drive those conversions.
Exactly.
But before we look at how they did it, we have to look at the tools they used and prepare to be shocked.
Yeah, this is the part that blows my mind.
Because Mellow Sleep runs their entire operation on Shopify's completely free Dawn theme.
Free. $0.
$0. There are no premium themes here. No expensive CRO agencies pulling strings behind a curtain.
And absolutely no custom Liquid code.
Right. Which, for those who might not be deep into Shopify's backend, Liquid is their proprietary templating language.
Right. It usually requires hiring expensive developers to write and maintain it.
Yeah. And if that isn't surprising enough, their site speed score is hovering around 30%.
30%. That is practically failing by most tech standards.
Okay, let's unpack this because my brain is breaking a little bit.
Okay, all right.
We've been told for years by every tech blog on the internet that site speed is everything. Every millisecond costs you thousands of dollars.
Right. That's the industry mantra, yeah.
So, building a $3 million a month store on a free theme with a 30% speed score, it feels like winning a Formula One race in a stock Honda Civic.
That is a perfect analogy.
Like, how is that physically possible?
Well, what's fascinating here is that it completely shatters the myth of the premium setup.
Okay, how so?
Well, premium themes look pretty sure.
Yeah.
They give you fancy layouts and cool animations.
Sure.
But conversion doesn't come from aesthetics,
Right.
it comes from psychology. The free Dawn theme is actually Shopify's reference theme.
Meaning they built it themselves.
Exactly. It's maintained by their own team, it gets updates first, and it's built around a very clean architecture.
So it's not that the Honda Civic is faster, it's that it's perfectly tuned for the exact track they're racing on.
Precisely. By using the free Dawn theme, Mellow Sleep isn't bogged down by bloated code. It allows for rapid testing.
Ah, iteration.
It's rapid iteration. You can move sections around, change the structure of an offer, adjust colors in minutes from the theme editor.
Without calling a developer.
Exactly. They aren't spending their time wrestling with theme code. They are spending their time refining their conversion funnel.
The exact sequence of steps a user takes from clicking an ad to finally checking out.
Right. And a 30% speed score just proves that lightning fast load times aren't the ultimate deciding factor.
Because if the offer is good enough,
Human psychology overrides page load time every single day.
Wow. Okay, so if they aren't winning with flashy code or millisecond load times, they must be winning on pricing strategy.
Oh, their pricing strategy is brilliant.
Let's look at how they practically force customers to buy more than one item. Because this is so smart.
Yeah, it really is.
So their flagship Cloud Align pillow is $49, but their free shipping threshold kicks in at $100.
Setting your free shipping threshold at roughly twice your primary product price is a highly calibrated psychological trigger.
It creates intentional friction, right?
Exactly.
And here's how they execute it. You add one $49 pillow to your cart, and immediately the cart drawer slides out.
With a progress bar.
Yes, a progress bar that says you're $51 away from free shipping.
It's so effective.
Think about the last time you bought something, like shampoo online. Did you end up adding a $12 loofah to your cart just to save $5 on shipping?
I have absolutely done that.
Right. You actually lost $7, but your brain told you that you won.
Because you beat the system. You got the free shipping.
Exactly. That is the exact cognitive glitch Mellow Sleep is exploiting. I compare this to a video game health bar.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
It turns spending money into a game that you, the customer, actively want to win.
And the data backs up exactly how effective that game is.
What does the source say?
That single progress bar trick lifts average order value.
The AOV.
Right. The total amount a customer spends per checkout. It lifts it by 40 to 60%.
60%. Just from a progress bar.
Yeah. The natural human response isn't to pay the shipping fee. It's to add a second pillow, which brings you to $98.
Oh, so close.
Right. And then maybe you add a sleep mask to tip you over the $100 mark, you feel like you've achieved something.
But they don't stop there. They also use tiered bundle pricing.
Yes, the three tiers.
Right. Tier one is buy one. Tier two is buy two, get one free, which they label most popular.
The labels are key.
And tier three is buy three, get one free, labeled best value. And the source notes that the middle tier captures 60 to 70% of purchases.
Yep. Wait, let me challenge that strategy for a second.
Go for it. Giving away a whole physical product, doesn't that devalue the brand? Like if I'm trying to build a premium Shopify store, throwing massive freebies at the customer feels like a race to the bottom.
It would be a race to the bottom if the perceived value and the actual cost were the same.
Ah.
But you have to look at the unit economics.
Okay, let me run that math. If I pay $98 for two pillows and the third pillow costs the manufacturer maybe $5 to $8 to make.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. They're sacrificing an $8 margin to secure a $100 cart.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is a masterclass in price anchoring.
Price anchoring. Unpack that for us.
So Mellow Sleep doesn't actually expect many people to buy that third tier, the buy three, get one free.
The most expensive one.
Right. That tier exists purely to act as an anchor.
To make the other ones look better.
Yes. It protects the premium nature of the brand while making the middle tier, the buy two, get one free, look like a safe, highly logical choice.
And socially validated because they slapped most popular on it.
Exactly. By labeling it most popular, they remove the friction of decision making entirely. You just do what everyone else is doing.
Wow. Okay, but gamifying the cart only works if the customer actually trusts the brand in the first place.
Absolutely. Trust is the foundation.
Like, I can offer you a great deal on a car, but if you think I'm a scammer, you're not going to hand over your credit card.
No, you'll run the other way.
So how does a store that basically only sells one item build immediate trust?
Trust architecture.
Trust architecture.
Yeah, and Mellow Sleep does this in ways that are deeply counterintuitive.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Tactic four in this blueprint is strategic social proof.
The reviews.
The reviews. They have over 10,000 reviews, with 8,000 of them being 5 stars.
Massive social proof.
And they display that massive number right at the top of the page above the fold. 10,000 plus reviews.
Right.
But, and this is the genius part, if you click those stars, it does not scroll you down to the bottom of the page to read them.
Which breaks almost every standard convention of e-commerce design.
Totally. Most stores link those top stars directly to the review section at the bottom, but Mellow Sleep disables that link.
Because they want to control the flow.
It's exactly like a casino layout.
Oh, that's so true.
You know how casinos don't have clocks or windows because they want to keep you at the table?
Yeah, they want you focused on the game.
Right. Mellow sleep stops you from scrolling down because they want to keep you in what they call the buy zone.
The buy zone, yeah.
They don't want you wandering away from the price, the bundles, and that big add to cart button.
Yeah.
The stars are there to validate you, not to send you on a reading assignment.
But when you do eventually scroll down to read the reviews on your own,
Yeah.
they do something even more fascinating. This is honestly my absolute favorite piece of data in the entire breakdown.
Okay, lay it on me.
They deliberately display one-star reviews right alongside the five-star ones.
Wait, why would I buy a pillow that someone else explicitly hated?
You'd think it's brand suicide, right?
I would. I'd be terrified to show bad reviews.
But the data is completely backwards to what we've been taught. The source points out that stores with mixed reviews convert 67% higher than stores that hide negative feedback.
Wait, 67% higher?
A massive 67% lift.
That is insane.
It really is. And this raises an important question. Why do we trust flaws?
Well, because nobody is perfect,
Right.
right? And a perfect product looks like a scam.
Exactly. A product with 10,000 perfect five-star reviews and zero complaints screams fake.
Right. It triggers our modern internet skepticism immediately.
But when you see a one-star review complaining about, say, slow shipping, it acts as a brilliant psychological tool.
Yeah.
It handles the customer's internal objections before they even fully form.
Oh, I get it. You read that bad review and you think, okay, the absolute worst thing about this pillow isn't the quality.
It's that it took a few extra days to arrive.
I can live with that.
Exactly. It proves the product is real and the company is honest.
They also heavily rely on photo reviews. The source says photo reviews convert 3.5 times higher than text-only reviews,
3.5 times, that's huge.
which makes sense. Seeing a real person's messy bedroom with the pillow on the bed is the ultimate proof it exists.
Absolutely.
And right in that same decision zone between the description and the buy button, they drop in trust badges.
Oh, the badges are so
But
important.
not generic ones like Secure Checkout. They use chiropractor recommended.
Which is vital for a health and wellness product.
It anchors it to medical authority.
Yeah, it shifts the purchase in the buyer's mind from being just like an impulse buy to being a health investment.
Oh, wow.
It justifies the $49 price tag instantly.
Okay, so we've established that they've built this incredible counterintuitive trust by showing their flaws and leaning into authority.
Right.
But all that trust evaporates the second a buyer shifts to their mobile phone if the visual experience feels cheap.
Exactly. Design matters.
So how are they translating that psychological safety into their visual design?
Well, the visual motion of the page has to do the heavy lifting before the customer reads a single bullet point.
The visual emotion. Let's talk about color psychology then.
Yeah, let's.
Mellow Sleep uses a purple and pink palette with a heart-shaped logo. The word mellow even sounds like marshmallow.
It's very soft.
Very soft. And the source points out that the color purple actually increases perceived value by up to 13%.
13% just from a color choice.
Why does purple do that specifically?
Historically, purple dye was incredibly rare and expensive to produce. It was often reserved entirely for royalty.
Oh, right, like the Roman emperors.
Exactly. And our brains still carry that subconscious association.
That's wild.
We see purple, and we instinctively assume premium without even looking at the price tag.
And the pink.
Pink, on the other hand, evokes safety, softness, and nurturing.
So, what does this all mean? Like, for a listener applying this to a completely different product, if I'm selling a pre-workout energy drink, I'm definitely not using purple and pink.
No, definitely not. You'd be using vibrant reds, electric yellows, sharp angles.
Aggressive colors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if you are selling a B2B software tool, you use clean blues and stark whites to project competence and efficiency.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's about emotional congruence. Every single visual element must reinforce the underlying promise of the product.
Right. Mellow Sleep isn't really selling a block of memory foam.
No.
They are selling the feeling of a luxurious, uninterrupted, deeply relaxing night of sleep.
And they carry that into their images too.
Yeah, let's talk about the images. There are no boring shots of a pillow on a stark white background.
Which is the standard, but it's so lifeless.
The images show a person actually sleeping peacefully, or beautiful infographics showing the layers of the pillow.
It's all about the benefit, not just the feature.
And the aesthetic is completely consistent. The source notes that inconsistent photos can actually drop your conversion rate by 23%.
23%. because visual inconsistency subconsciously signals a lack of quality or reliability to the brain.
It feels cheap.
Yeah, think of it like the uncanny valley of branding. If the lighting is different in every shot or the fonts clash, your brain perceives it as chaotic.
And chaos feels unsafe.
Exactly, which completely kills the urge to buy.
So to keep things visually clean and avoid that chaos, they use accordion tabs for their product details.
I love accordion tabs.
They're great. All the nitty-gritty details, the materials, the care instructions, the FAQs are hidden in clickable tabs right under the Add to Cart button.
Which is such smart design.
It's like the dashboard of a luxury car. You don't want to see the engine's wiring harness when you're driving.
No, of course not.
You just want the steering wheel and the speedometer. If you want to open the hood to see the exact blend of memory foam, you can, but it's not forced on you.
Right.
And incredibly, by not overwhelming the reader with a massive wall of text, this lowers the bounce rate by 12%.
Which means 12% fewer people leaving the site without taking any action.
It's brilliant information architecture.
It respects the user's cognitive load. If a customer cares about the details, they can find them instantly.
But if they don't care,
they aren't forced to scroll past them. It completely removes friction.
Speaking of removing friction, we have to touch on mobile-first optimization.
Huge. Absolutely huge.
Because 72% of Shopify traffic is coming from people browsing on their mobile phones.
Over two-thirds.
Right. And Mellow Sleep ensures the Add to Cart button is sticky.
Meaning it stays at the bottom of your screen.
Right. It follows you as you scroll down the page. Plus, they use swipeable images instead of tiny little arrows you have to try and tap with your thumb.
Oh, I hate those tiny arrows.
We all do. And just making the mobile experience that fluid yields a 34% higher conversion rate.
34%, just from respecting how people hold their phones.
It's incredible.
And they top all of this visual and architectural optimization off with a persistent urgency trigger.
The countdown timer.
A countdown timer. They have a banner that says 50% off this week only.
Even if the price is always $49.
Exactly. It creates a decision deadline.
Does it really work, though? I feel like people are blind to those now.
The source data shows that a simple countdown timer creates an 8.6% lift in conversions.
Really? Still?
Still.
Yeah.
From an evolutionary standpoint, scarcity triggers action.
FOMO is real.
It stops the customer from saying, I'll think about this and come back tomorrow. Because psychologically, tomorrow might be too late to get the deal.
Wow. Okay. So if we step back and look at this entire blueprint, right, what's the primary takeaway here?
Well,
because building a multi-million dollar e-commerce store in 2026 clearly isn't about throwing money at expensive tech.
No, not at all.
It's not about hiring the most expensive developers or bogging down your site with premium apps.
It is about a ruthless, almost obsessive focus on removing friction.
Removing friction?
Yeah. It's about aligning every single element of the page with human psychology, understanding your unit economics, and rigorously testing proven fundamentals.
That connects directly back to you listening to this right now.
Exactly.
Whether you are actively building a Shopify store today or you just want to be a much smarter consumer.
Who suddenly realizes why you felt that overwhelming urge to add a second item to your cart to hit free shipping last night.
Right. You now have the blueprint. You understand the game being played.
It brings us right back to our opening thought.
What's that?
Building these businesses isn't about perfectly engineered, flawless blueprints and expensive architecture.
The 30% site speed.
Right. Sometimes it's the invisible elements, the psychology, the carefully managed imperfections that build the strongest foundation.
I love that. And that leaves us with one final provocative thought for you to chew on today.
Let's hear it.
We just learned that Mellow Sleep generates $100,000 a day, in large part, by deliberately showing you their one-star reviews.
Embracing the flaws.
They are gamifying your spending by leaning into transparency. So ask yourself, what other flaws or friction points in your own projects?
Or your business.
Right, your business or even your own communication. What could you intentionally expose right now to actually build more trust and increase your overall value?
It's a powerful question.
It really is. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.
Catch you on the next one.